laying out his acquisition reform agenda for the first time. In a speech at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Thornberry characterized the legislation he'll offer on Wednesday as the first steps in what would be a years-long incremental reform for DOD, based on a first principle of first do no harm. Indeed, after more than a year of intensive study, he says he and fellow committee members have concluded that they should begin by reversing some of the layers of bureaucracy Congress has imposed on the system throughout the decades. The legislation would, for example, eliminate dozens of reports Congress currently requires DOD to produce each year.
Over and over again, I hear that program managers in industry are forced to manage the process rather than manage the program. GAO just came out with a report, y'all may have seen, that evaluates the usefulness of a bunch of these certifications that apply to every single program. Some are useful, some, you won't be surprised to learn, are not. So, for example, several years ago, Congress was concerned that several programs were not paying proper attention to corrosion resistance. So what got interpreted by the bureaucracy was that every program had to have a corrosion prevention report, which had to be staffed and written before that program could proceed. It even applied to computer software, not generally known as a high corrosion risk. Now, in truth is, DOD has recently taken some steps to correct this issue in its latest acquisition regulatory guidance, but this is an example of how the system has gotten so bogged down.
Also in the category of attempts to streamline the system, Thornberry says the legislation would insist on a clearer and more disciplined acquisition chain of command. It would convert several of the legal certifications that are currently required at major program milestones into simple go or no-go management decisions.
And as a recovering lawyer, I can attest that the fewer lawyers that are involved in the process, the smoother it's probably going to go.
Thornberry says he wants to strengthen the role of program managers in the acquisition process while also making them more accountable for their decisions. He says the legislative package would make clear that the department's testing community, for example, is not to make acquisition decisions. The proposal would also make it easier for DOD acquirers to use existing streamlined processes, including by raising the dollar threshold for simplified acquisition procedures.
The current system is like a bus, where the driver is the program manager, and he or she is responsible for getting that bus or that program to a certain place on time and on budget. Yet the bus is full of passengers, and every passenger has their own steering wheel and their own brake. So that makes the driver's job pretty hard. And when the bus ends up in the ditch, as too often happens, then all those passengers scatter away and climb on another bus. Meanwhile, the driver's left there trying to figure how to get out of the ditch and get back on the road. Well, what we need to do is eliminate those other steering wheels and brakes so there is one decision maker, and then we can hold that driver accountable for getting the bus where it needs to be on time and on budget. That's what I hope these proposals move us toward.
Program managers would be subject to a new requirement that they develop a written acquisition strategy before any DOD acquisition program can go forward. But that new document, Thornberry says, would take the place of at least six other existing ones programs have to produce at various points in their life cycles.
And it's got to include what is the most appropriate type of contract for this particular acquisition. This is another area where one size clearly does not fit all. It's got to consider whether multi-year is appropriate. It's got to include risk mitigation strategies, just like our combatant commanders have to include risk mitigation strategies for their war plans. We have to have risk mitigation strategies for our acquisition plan. And it's got to consider incentives. So, for example, one of the things we want to consider is shared savings on service contracts, which are not currently allowed.
The draft legislation would also place a premium on the department's acquisition workforce. It would make the Defense Acquisition Workforce Development Fund, a dedicated pool of money Congress first established in 2009 for hiring and training, permanent. Thornberry says it would also eliminate some of the current disincentives that discourage uniformed service members from serving in acquisition posts, including by making sure they get vital credit for joint duty if they're working on joint programs. It would also impose new training requirements, including mandates that DoD acquisition personnel be trained on commercial markets and commercial market research.
To be the world's fastest incorporator of commercial technology, there has to be a lot of interaction between industry and government. And so we require there to be mandatory ethics training on that acquisition-related interaction, so it's clear what you can and cannot do.
Thornberry says the legislative language he'll offer on Wednesday is merely a discussion draft, not a take-it-or-leave-it package. He says he wants as much input as possible between now and late April, when his committee will start marking up its version of the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill, the legislative vehicle he wants to use for this year's changes. He says the proposal will also include draft report language that's intended to lay the groundwork for reform in future years. For example, it will require DoD to provide more data on service contracts so Congress can make future changes in that area. And Thornberry says Congress will need to take a patient, studious approach to acquisition, or it risks passing laws that hurt more than help.
Part of improving the acquisition process involves changing the way Congress operates. We're also pretty tied to tradition and often difficult to change. But our military cannot be agile without Congress taking steps that allow and even encourage that sort of agility.
As for this year, Thornberry says he fully expects his proposals to be criticized for not going far enough.
And you know what? That's going to be exactly right. It's not enough. It doesn't try to be enough, but it's a start. And it's a start that tries to focus on the basics of the acquisition process, our people, the strategy, and the decision-making chain to buy goods and services. I agree with those who argue that we have a unique opportunity now to make needed reforms. Few secretaries of defense know the Pentagon better than have known the Pentagon better than Secretary Carter. He, along with Deputy Secretary Work, Under Secretary Kendall, the service secretaries, and the Joint Chiefs are all committed to reform. That commitment is strong on the Hill as well. Chairman McCain and I agree that reform must be one of our top priorities, and we have excellent partners in that effort with Senator Reid and Adam Smith. So several long-term observers have pointed out to me that never before have all the stars been so favorably aligned where we have the necessity of reform, key people in positions, and a commitment to make it happen. So the point is, we can't waste this opportunity.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.